Hello and welcome to episode 47 of the Jeffrey and Brian Show. I'm Jeffrey.
I'm Brian.
And we're just two guys drinking beer, talking what's going on. We got Ray with us again today. A lot of stuff happened this week, but it was all like along the same lines, like the same things just kept evolving. But a lot of crap happened in Cuba, and it's very interesting seeing decide that a lot of people are taking on these arguments, and not just that, watching the White House disagree with the president about what's going on.
Right.
I don't know, like, what? But we're pretty sure they're protesting, like, communism and oppression, right?
Well, yeah, because the Raul Castro just stepped down from power like a couple of months ago, and you know, this is means that there's no Castro in charge of the Communist Party in Cuba since the revolution happened in Cuba. So I believe a lot of people think that this is like a great opportunity to like change the way things are done in Cuba,
actually have a fair election.
I don't know if I go that far, but you know, something along those lines.
Yeah, and then like Russia and China and Iran, whatever, all like warned us not to get involved with what's going on in there. But really, when was the last time we got involved with anything that had anything to do with Cuba?
Yeah, exactly. John F. Kennedy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure Obama lifted some sanctions on the embargo. Like,
oh, he lifted a ton.
Yeah, like I can buy a Cuban cigar now.
Made it wide open again. You know, people go on tourism. They go visit their family. Easy to send money back and forth. You know, and Trump shut it all down.
I think that was a mistake. I don't understand why we got to punish all the people of Cuba because they got a couple assholes in charge. Just my opinion. I mean, you got people making rafts out of empty soda bottles, trying to float 90 miles, you know?
Don't you dare coming because they're not going to take you in.
Yeah, what's that about, dude? We're going to let people walk across the Rio Grande and we're just going to let them stay here, but these people are going to swim in shark-infested waters and we're going to drop them back off.
I can tell you why.
Oh, because they're not going to vote for a communist.
Yeah. They're not going to vote for Democrats.
Well, and you know what's going to happen to these people if you drop them back off in Cuba?
They're going to die.
Yes.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know,
they already shot one protester, didn't they?
Yeah.
And they arrested someone on live TV for speaking out against the government. Was it Saki? What I'm saying, don't come, you'll be sent back. But to be fair, they did say the same thing about people migrating from Mexico. They did say, don't come.
Right, they all came.
Well, because they said, if you do get here, we're not going to send you back home, and you know, we'll process you, but it might take you 10 years, and we're not going to really know where you go for those 10 years, and we're not going to know how to get in touch
with
you.
We'll issue a summons to appear 5 years from now, and hopefully you appear.
But how do you even find that person to give them a summons to? They don't have a social security number. They don't have identification. They just
disappear.
That's
the problem.
It's like, come back so we can decide whether or not you can stay in the country. Yeah, the dude's like, I can work under the table.
Uh-huh.
Plenty of landscaping jobs under the table like that. Well, that sounded oddly true, I suppose. So what do you think is going to happen with Cuba? You think they're going to have some revolution here or some kind of or someone just going to seize power?
I think the Communist Party will maintain power. It may not be, they've already brought back Raul to like be the figurehead of the Communist Party, so
what the hell is he doing?
Who?
Ray, I can hear like his beer bottles clink around in his fridge or something.
He'd make a run of coke.
All right. Before we go to, okay, let's finish this Cuba thing. Mm-hmm. All right, so you think the Cuban, the communists are going to stay in power? You think they're going to actually like elect someone to be in charge of it, or someone's just going to seize that power, like a Castro?
It won't be a Castro anymore.
It wouldn't be a Castro, but it'd be in it like the same way, just coming with guns.
No, I think the Communist Party will elect somebody to like to try to make it more legitimate.
Yeah, well, yeah, the Castros had elections too to make it look legitimate, but they haven't had fair
so
election.
Iran
and North Korea,
yeah,
and Venezuela. I bet we do absolutely nothing, and that's probably the right thing to do.
But the Biden administration is in the middle of a hard place here, you know.
Well, I guess China told them not to do anything.
Because
they're talking about, okay, socialism is bad, you know, and they want to do socialist ideas in here too.
All right.
But at the same time, they also support socialist ideas. I mean, basically, the Democrat Party has turned into the Socialist Party of America.
Which is funny, because I keep hearing that we're getting pulled further and further right, and I just think that's absolutely ludicrous, because if someone actually believes that, it means they're not paying attention at all.
Right.
The only thing the Republicans have done in the last 15 years is slow down the Democrats. Yeah. And that's why Cocaine Mitch is so great, because, you know, just slows everything down.
Yep.
Why are you calling Cocaine Mitch?
Because he's always so full of energy.
It was a nickname that Rush Limbaugh gave to him back in the day.
That was from Rush?
Oh, yeah.
Like, why? Like, just because it's so slow?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's always all cranked up.
The other one's the turtle.
Oh, yep, slow the down there, too. Democrats.
And I think he'll be in charge again after 2022, because I don't think the Democrats will be able to hold on to power in either the House or the Senate.
Really?
Yeah, that's my prediction.
Anything in particular reason why, or just in general?
Because the American people are going to realize how far left and how much money. I mean, look at this new, the infrastructure bill.
What, 3.2 trillion or something?
Well, the original one was going to be like a trillion, and they got Republicans to sign on to it, so it was like a compromise deal. But in order to get the far left Democrats to agree to it, they had to push something else through on budget reconciliation that was going to be in the trillions of dollars.
Yeah, didn't AOC guarantee to tank it? If they didn't get all their extra crap they wanted to put on.
Oh, a lot of people did.
What a piece of garbage.
And I don't know where everybody thinks this money's coming from, because, I mean, inflation is going up. I don't know how it is in Massachusetts, but here in Virginia, gas prices are going through the roof.
What's through the roof in Virginia?
Well, we're almost to $3 a gallon now.
Oh, I'm not that much worse than you then, actually. Gas station, I think it was $2.99 a gallon.
Yeah, here too. Some places you can find it.
Yeah.
Unless you got 7-Eleven discount to get 3 cents off.
Ooh, rolling it up the dollar.
I know. I use my grocery store shopping card to get gasoline, my discounts card, and I get discount per gallon. It depends on how much money I spent in the supermarket that week.
Right.
It's convenient. Stop and Shop gasoline.
Yeah, Kroger does the same thing, you know.
Speaking of inflation, it is in the Constitution that each state can make their own currency, right?
Yep.
what do you think the odds are that a state, for example, Texas,
starts making... If I had to guess out of the 50 currency. States, how would it be Texas?
Started making their own currency. But it does state that it has to be actually made of like gold or silver, right?
You pay all your bills, all your debts.
Well, imagine if Texas all of a sudden had a silver currency, and then as the U.S. dollar inflated, Texas had their own economy and said, you know, we'll accept the U.S. dollar, but we're going to require 16 times as much, you know?
Yeah.
Seems like an idea to me. Then you could, you know, the Texans could store the wealth. Then if other states saw it work, you know.
Everybody follows suit. Yeah, I definitely think that if there's a state that's going to do it, it'd definitely be Texas.
Yeah, or South Dakota.
Yeah, but Texas is a lot bigger state, so.
True. But what makes me nervous about that is if all of a sudden we have 10 or 15 states with their own currency, now you would have to accept the U.S. dollar because that's the law. But if that could be the Civil War, it's not even actually conflict. Everything just fractures apart because everyone's using different currencies.
Right.
You know, like the European Union is what we would turn into. Everyone have their own currency, but you could use the euro, which the euro is actually better than almost everyone else's currency over there anyway.
Well, the euro was designed to compete with the dollar, so.
Yeah.
England's the only one in the European Union that did not adopt the euro, so.
They're not in the European Union?
Not anymore. They Brexited it on out.
And good for them. Their currency took a hit by joining that union and bringing everyone else's currency up.
Yeah, they should have never joined the European Union.
No, that was a terrible idea, just like the United States shouldn't be involved in the UN. What are we doing getting Ethiopia to lecture us about racism?
Is that on the Human Rights Committee?
Yes. And it's like you're executing
people. It's just a wild guess.
Yeah, it's like your people are cutting people's feet off and leaving them to die on the side of the road. It's like, you're going to lecture us about human rights? Criminy. All right. Speaking of human rights, you know that once again the democracy is at risk.
How?
And once again, it is the most devastating blow to the United States since the Civil War. I'm not even sure. Oh, the voting thing, isn't it? I don't know. Excuse me, belching over here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Voting rights. Yeah.
Oh, the Jim Crow 2.0?
Yeah, exactly. 2.0. Okay, first of all, the Democrats instituted the Jim Crow laws. But what are the Republicans trying to do that Democrats are so offended by?
They're trying to roll back voting rights to pre-COVID. Because all these new rules went into effect because of COVID, you know, 24-hour voting, drive-by voting, voting harvest, all that stuff really came to light because of COVID-19. And when you compare the amount of time for early voting compared to, like, say, Delaware, that a certain president might be from, there's actually a lot more time to early vote in Texas under the new law compared to Delaware, which doesn't have any early voting. The president's state.
I agree with you mostly. I just didn't like the words you used. So I wouldn't say that they're trying to roll back the rights. I think they're trying to roll back the emergency stuff put in place because that emergency is no longer in place.
Right.
They're not taking away anyone's right. They're just making it easier to make sure that someone's not voting five times.
Yeah. Because, I mean, there have been numerous states that there's been audits going on in, and we're seeing maybe not flagrant voter fraud, but we are seeing instances in Arizona and Georgia, places where there it's was definitely shenanigans that went on in the process.
Shenanigans?
Yep. Sean! Yeah, shenanigans.
Like, shout out to Sean over here coming at us with that garbage.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know how I managed to not put those two states that found issues in that whole thing about the voting right thing, that the whole big argument's going on how I managed to not put them in that group. But
right.
Oh, well, I did a bad job of organizing.
That's okay.
Yeah, so that offended these folks so much that they refused to take a vote, right?
Yeah.
And
Biden's bringing up that, like, there's been 16 states that are trying to change their voting laws and make it more restrictive for the minority people to vote. And that's not what they're trying to do. They're just trying to make it more legitimate. They're trying to make sure there's no fraud in the process. And, you know, they're just trying to make it so when the vote is counted, the vote is counted. There's no recounts. There's no court cases. There's nothing like that involved. Well, I mean, Florida went through it in 2000 with the Chads.
Oh, my. That was 2000?
Yeah. And they changed. They found out what was the problem with their voting process. They changed it. And Florida in 2020 was one of the first states to call all of their counties for whoever they called it for, because they had a system in place that covered everything.
That they had figured out, yeah. Well, Arizona, they found what? They haven't released numbers yet, but they've said that they've already counted more, or they're already certain that there's some kind of fishiness that definitely no matter what.
I think they already agreed to buy new voting machines.
Yeah, there's nothing we could do about it now.
No.
I mean, even if this was some kind of crazy, huge nationwide conspiracy.
No, it's all done. It's a done deal the way it is, you know. I mean, Biden's president. There was some strange conspiracy going around that he was going to get kicked out of office in August and Trump is going to be reinstated. But, I mean, that's just ludicrous. I mean, it ain't happening.
Yeah, where are these Trumpanzees getting this ridiculous idea from?
I don't know.
I've heard that a couple of times. I'm like, where are you getting this idea? And they keep trying to explain to me. I'm like, no, there's nothing that says that you can do this. That's like not in the Constitution. There's nothing that says this is the legal process.
No. I mean,
that's the case. If you're just going to go in there,
the Senate and the Congress certify the vote is the vote.
He broke up real bad.
Yeah. Ain't no going back.
He just broke up real bad, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Oh. Okay, yeah. So these guys, anyway, was it the Senate or the Congress of Texas?
That bail out of the state?
The Senate approved the voting thing. They had a quorum. The House of Representatives don't have a quorum. The House in the Texas.
So they can't vote.
Right.
Yeah, and they're being hailed as heroes.
But three of them just came back.
That's the Democratic process.
Came back positive for COVID-19 since they've been in D.C.
Well, they weren't wearing masks on the plane, which we all know that means you're trying to kill grandma. You know, it drives me nuts. Because it's a private plane means you can't spread COVID?
Yep.
This is the rules don't apply to me thing. And then problem is, for some reason, the average schmuck can't put two and two together and say, these folks don't seem to give a shit.
Nope.
And if their argument's going to be that they're all vaccinated, then it's like, well, you're still saying that these folks can spread it. And it's even worse with this Delta variant. Because apparently that's only killing vaccinated people. Go figure.
It's killing the unvaccinated too.
Well, I'm sure it is, but it's killing more vaccines than they expected anyway.
We're all vaccinated on this podcast.
Of course. I mixed and matched. It was a good time. I got really sick. Oh, yeah. I was sticking magnets in my arm and everything.
Nice.
But yeah, they were flying in this plane, no masks, everything. Three of them test positive for COVID after that. And they were drinking beers in the flight. Like, yeah, we're such heroes. It was just a couple of years ago that they went nuts about the Oregon dudes doing the same thing. Leaving and refusing to allow a vote.
Well, here's the problem with their plan.
They said it was undemocratic.
The governor of Texas can announce a new special session every 30 days. So how long do they really plan on being out of the state? Because at a certain point, if they're out of the state for months at a time, which is what they'd have to do to like avoid this bill, they can be ruled as not citizens of Texas anymore and be eliminated from their seats, and a new special election can be placed to elect actual residents of Texas to their place.
Is this something they can actually do in Texas?
Yes.
That seems kind of crazy.
Well, I mean, you can't run for office in Texas unless you're actually a resident of Texas. It's the same in every state, you know. In order to be a resident in a state, you got to be there over half of the time of the year.
Bullshit. I was paying taxes to Massachusetts while I lived on an aircraft carrier for years.
Well, that was your choice. You could have changed residence. You could have changed residency to another state, say Florida, where your wife's at.
I didn't have any
taxes whatsoever.
I didn't have a wife at the time. You couldn't put an aircraft carrier as your home address.
You could have put Virginia down as your home address.
No, because then I would have needed an address to be able to vote at, to get to register to vote. So, you know, it was a giant pain in the nuts. But I was not living in Massachusetts, and I was a resident of Massachusetts paying taxes and everything. And I had to do absentee ballots, and I had to submit my crap months in advance for an absentee ballot.
We don't have to do that anymore. You can just drive on by and vote.
Yeah. Well, here it's even easier, dude. Even before that, I just have to know my next door neighbor's name and their home address. No ID check, no nothing. And I can vote for them, and I can vote for myself, my other guy.
You might want to do that.
Vote early, vote often.
Yep. The Obama rule.
I didn't know that. I mean, I knew he threatened to arrest them. I didn't think he was going to actually excommunicate them.
I don't think it'll actually happen, but yeah, he's definitely, when they come back to the state, they're getting arrested. So
to
they
the
can't
states.
Stay out of the state forever.
True. And yeah. Well, yeah. Well, how long can they stay out? You know, is it like a month, 3 months, 6 months?
I mean, how long you have to be? How long you have to be somewhere else to be a citizen of that state?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as you get a bill.
Maybe, yeah. That's how you prove you when you move somewhere.
Yeah, you get a bill, then you go to DMV like, hey, I'm a resident. This is my bill, and you just get a new resident of the state. But at the same time, we're not talking about established residency. We're talking about representing people of Texas.
Yeah, and these people are getting paid while there's a special session. They get a per diem of $220 a day. So these idiots that fled the state are still getting paid their per diem of $221 a day.
Yes, while drinking beers and spreading COVID, having super spreader events.
Yes.
Excellent.
It sounds like Republicans.
They do. They sound like they're a bunch of skinhead Nazis that are just trying to kill grandma. Anti-science. Speaking of, I heard a rumor from the wife that Pfizer is not only at the top of the list to actually get approved, but it might happen in the next couple months.
Approved for what?
By the FDA.
So then we'll all have to get the vaccine.
Well, they still can't mandate it.
Yeah, they can. Once it's an actual vaccine, they can.
No, they got... I mean, they could do it for schools and stuff like that, but they can't actually go and force you to get a shot in your arm.
Well, Joe Biden's sending the people out to knock on your doors.
Yeah, and then they're coming to get my gun too, right?
Yep, they're going to do it all in the same knocking.
Yeah, they'll get them bullets first. speaking of bullets first, we got our first lady sailor to complete Navy spec warfare training.
Mm.
I mean, good for her, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Is it she actually passed it for real?
She did pass it for real. No change.
Diversity higher.
Nope. She passed it for real.
G.I. Jane.
I bet she did, you know.
I bet she does not look like Demi Moore, though.
I'm sure.
Which is funny because apparently what a lieutenant general and an admiral got together and did some kind of study for Congress, I believe it was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Marine Lieutenant General and Schmittel and Rear Admiral Mark Montgomery did a study for the Congress about the Navy, and they said that we are not prepared for a war. The U.S. Navy is they're too busy about getting their diversity training done that they're actually not doing war training right now.
Right. Yeah, they've done safety stand downs for diversity and everything else recently. So
explaining to privilege everything else, and then they hand you a booklet and say, here, get your warfare training done out of the way too. I don't know, man. Like, I don't know about you guys, but a lot of my time was doing drills.
Oh, yeah.
General quarters, battle stations, all that stuff. I mean, it was every day, right?
Yeah.
And I hope they're still doing that stuff, like, for real. But I know I read the report, but that was like 2 or 3 days ago, and I didn't care enough to read it again.
Right.
I've been kind of had that feeling for a little while that we're not ready for an actual war. Especially because apparently we don't have enough F-35s. Maybe, and to fix this problem, instead of having two squadrons of 10 aircraft on each carrier, the Navy's going to have one squadron of 14, and now they've met their goals and are no longer short aircraft. They've just reduced the amount that they want to have on their carriers by 15%. And what's even crazier is the Air Force is having issues with 35s too. Apparently, 1 in 7 of them doesn't have an engine in it.
Nice. Well, I mean, the F-35s that the Navy uses are a different version than the Air Force.
Not much as it is. It can land on and take off a carrier.
Yeah. And actually, there's some version that can do it on an amphib, too.
The Marine Corps has the vertical takeoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was reading an article that said that all the West Coast carriers are going to, within like a month, they're going to have the capability to do F-35s. East Coast aren't, like, ingrained that fast. But the West Coast ones, I guess because they've got a bigger integration with the Marines.
Well, that's because you have, I mean, China, Russia, Korea, all that right there versus the other side coming across the Atlantic when we get to deal with Namibia, you know, England. But yeah, apparently a big part of the reason why we're missing all these jet engines is because Turkey bought a surface-to-air missile system from Russia, and they were part of this whole international thing. They're like building these jets together. And everyone else got together and said, hey, you guys, you can't be doing that. You're going to give away all of our secrets. So they kicked him out of the group. And now you can't have these jets. But unfortunately, Turkey was making a lot of the parts that made the engines. So we're just sitting here with a mountain of jets that are worthless.
Okay.
Oh, excuse me. As Russia's getting ready to unveil their new fighter jet on Monday. I don't know, man. We're having jet issues. Russia's unveiling new jets. You know, I see something in here about how Iran's flexing its muscles now, like 33 years after they were demolished. Wasn't it just in 2016 when they captured one of our boats and a bunch of our sailors and held them hostage?
Yeah, it sounds about right.
This is a new Iran's been kicking us in the nuts for a while now. We haven't done crap about it. I'm pretty sure there's a collision at sea with one of the ships a while ago. I don't know, man. Navy's supposed to be our fighting force, and I know a lot of people don't think that, but you're gonna get up with an aircraft carrier, you're gonna keep launching jets, you know, unless of course you're close enough to launch Air Force jets, but realistically, who's where are we launching jets from if we're going to get into a fight with China? Which I say that, but I say that, but China's huge, so we probably have air bases around somewhat close. You know what I mean?
Japan,
South Korea, I bet. I don't know. I don't know where all the air bases are, nor do I care to find out. Anywhere you want to go from there?
Go diversity training.
The what? The Pope did some stuff.
What?
The new Pope.
Well, not a new Pope, but the Jesuit. I don't know. He's putting all sorts of restrictions on Latin Mass again that Pope Benedict undid. I don't know. I don't understand why you're making a big deal about dudes wanting to speak in Latin in church, but apparently he's afraid that makes people conservative. But speaking about the word of God, did you hear about this crap that happened in Toledo, Ohio? With the mural.
Oh, the lightning strike.
Yeah, George Floyd memorial mural was hit by lightning and blown up in the middle of like a sunny day with no other lightning. I find that absolutely hilarious.
Yeah. You know, like, I don't know, it could be something else, like probably... probably a lightning rod was close by, or they painted the paint with the infected with copper. I don't know. It could be a lot of things.
Lead paint. They used lead paint and just.
He just made a whole fucking grounding point.
Yeah, he made it a giant lightning rod.
Yeah. No, it wasn't a rod. It was a plate.
Yeah, lightning wall building. Lightning wall. I thought that was funny. I mean, you can't predict when lightning's going to hit or where.
No. Yeah.
But when you see something like that, you're like, all you can think is like, fuck your golden calf.
When I was working installing lightning rods for scales, we had to install this 20-foot-long copper rod. And we had to find a good place to put it. Like, oh my gosh, like, you hit it with a drill hammer. Mm-hmm. It takes a while. And it's a long rod, like going into the ground. And this is much you get to work with after.
Yeah.
You can ground the equipment.
I've driven a couple copper rods in my day for different things. Though. Actually, I did one once for killing a tree stump. That was kind of neat. Mm. apparently copper will kill trees.
Did it work?
Yeah, well, yeah, it only took like 5 years instead of like 15. But it was neat.
That's cool.
Apparently, the Dems are starting to question the messaging being Democrat vote is starting to question the rhetoric coming out from the elected people.
Like what? Like about now?
Well, how they will promise a whole bunch of stuff and then really not getting most of it.
And that's like every election cycle.
True, but the Democrats seem to get surprised every time. I mean,
they promise. They must be idiots because, I mean, it's the same process every time during like pre-election.
They promise everything. They're
going to do everything they can for the minority parties and, you know, make changes
and pay off student debt.
And so, you know, they vote for them. And this has been going on for like 50 years and ain't nothing changed.
No, and they keep saying it's someone else's fault and it's hilarious. But they're also starting to realize what their children are being taught in school because they're seeing it on Zoom now versus
CRT.
Yeah, exactly. And I still think it's hilarious. I had my brother actually told me that because I brought up the CRT. And he's like, you know, they're not teaching that at school. He's like, you know, you're just a crazy conspiracy theorist asshole, right? He's like, you know, everyone knows that. And you just sound absolutely nuts and you need to stop it. And I was like, you know, the teachers union came out and said, yes, we are doing this, right? And he just goes like, bullshit. And I pulled it up from, you know, MSN or whatever. And he's like, well, I'm going to have to look into this. It's like, now you watch, you're going to justify this within a couple days. Watch.
Has he done justify yet?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I was like, exactly. It's like, you're going to find a way to justify this in a couple days and explain what, you know, why. Yesterday, you told me that it wasn't happening. I was a crazy nutball as to why it's okay now and actually the right thing to do. Mm. But, I mean, it's that, and the crime is way up. New York had a 73% increase in shootings. Atlanta had a 53% increase in murders since 2019. And Chicago saw a 41% jump in murders over the same time frame. And they're just realizing that a lot of these people are getting voters' remorse. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, this is what we...
You ever heard about the election that happened?
The one in California?
No, New York. There's a lot of miscounted votes for... they're doing primary for this mayor of New York City.
Oh, with the ranked choice voting system?
Yeah.
They're doing that thing? I thought that was just California doing
that. No, other states are doing it too.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good way to make sure that no one who's any good at all.
Maine does it. Maine is going to get the nomination. One of the first states to do it.
Both parties do it in Maine, don't they?
Yeah.
So that makes it a little different. Because then you just have the one election. I don't know. Versus... Now they're going to have a whole bunch of people in ranked choice and you're going to get someone who's in the middle who's just absolutely terrible at everything. Like, that's how you end up with AOC. Right?
Yeah.
It's one thing if people disagree, but at least they're not morons versus, I don't know, my third in line is AOC, I guess. At least she's not, can't hurt us too bad. Right. You're going to stay awake or you need to go to bed, dude?
I'm awake.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right.
And sun on you.
Arizona. Oh, yeah. Oh, and speaking of elections and possible fraud, as we were earlier, wherever we were about that, possible. I'm not saying that anything like that did happen because you will get banned on YouTube for that. Apparently, the prosecutor investigating the Hunter Biden crap with his, was it with his computer or with the Ukraine?
Yeah, thing? The computer.
Yeah. They put that on the down low and hush hush until after the election because they didn't want it to influence anyone's opinions of what was going on.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez Louise. Yeah. And now apparently the Biden official is speaking of, now that it's far enough past the election that we can say, hey, maybe something else. Now they're saying that it's, yeah, Corona probably came out of a lab. Like, it's been long enough now that, you know, we can't let Trump be right, but it's been long enough now that it doesn't matter.
Yeah, we can't blame it on Trump anymore.
Which was fun watching them try to do that. Yeah, it was just hilarious, though, because even Rob Schneider went nuts.
Yeah.
What? What do you mean?
Oh, like, F you, back off. There's a whole, he did this whole big, long thing on Twitter about the corona shots.
Yeah, he's not a big vax. He's anti-vax.
Okay.
He's actually anti-vax versus I'm not taking your weird experimental drug?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm not anti-vaccine. I just, I mean, I've been vaccinated. Well,
I don't know for sure that he is anti-vax, anti-vax. He just ain't doing the COVID-19 vaccines.
At least wait to see if it gets approved by the FDA first.
Exactly.
The hell you guys got going on over there, making all that noise? Nothing.
Oh, it's me. Just my wife is messaging me. And
is she checking to make sure you're alive?
No, we're talking about minivans and stuff like that.
Oh, boy, not the minivans.
Hey, we like minivans now. Don't hate. You all right, Brian?
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing great.
You must be smoking the good stuff.
For I haven't smoked anything.
You look like you did.
The corona crap, though. I got a good laugh out of this. I need to buy one of these koozies from DeSantis.
I know. Yeah. I think Ray should go ahead and place the order for all three of us.
Yeah. What is it? Don't Fauci my Florida.
Yeah.
do you think Trump is going to run for president?
I don't know yet.
Yes, that depends on whether or not DeSantis is going to run.
Exactly.
Dog snort up a good one. Yeah, I think I might have to get one of them because it's hilarious. And he's using it as a fundraiser, I think.
Yeah, for his own re-election campaign in Florida.
Good, that's awesome. Oh, man. So, Facebook apparently got busted. Or apparently the White House admitted that Facebook has been like running a censorship campaign for them.
And yeah, it's because okay because it's Facebook doing it. A post goes up that's like anti-COVID or anti-this that they don't believe in, they're getting Facebook to tag it as misinformation.
And the best part is that, yeah, they flat out said this happened, this is what we're doing, and it's okay because it's, you know, Facebook doing it, not us.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, that makes it moral. You know, we're not executing people. We're just hiring criminals to do it for us.
Right.
If it's morally, whatever. Just blows my mind that people can actually make that argument and believe it. But if it was going the other, you know, if it wasn't with what they believed, which is the funny part, because they believe this BS, because it's all they see, because everything else is being shut down.
Yeah.
I don't understand how anyone could say censorship's a good thing. Ah, man. What's even funnier is then Facebook actually blamed, well, Biden blamed Facebook for what, COVID numbers not hitting what he wanted them, the vaccines numbers hit what he wanted. Then Facebook was like, no, Joe, you blew it. And now you're trying to find someone else to blame, which I thought was pretty funny. It just made me wish that they had said, fine, if you were going to stop running your censorship campaign.
All right, he got drinking mugs. He got like those portable containers that you can drink. The Don't Fauci My Florida with the Florida.
Yeah, koozies. Yeah. Oh, they got mugs and everything.
You got drinking mugs too.
Nice. I might have to. Oh, dog.
The portable ones you can take home.
I'm and this one is,
the one is quoting him is like, "How the hell am I able to drink a beer with a mask on?"
I blew it. It was my brother-in-law's birthday today, and he lives in Florida.
Damn. That could be a late birthday present. It would be all right.
Yeah, I might have to get him one. I think he might get a good laugh out of that. Speaking of the good shit, dude, that you brought up earlier, apparently some senators are trying to decriminalize marijuana federally. Yep. Hey, I know.
Senators, Chuck Schumer.
Schumer and Booker are working together?
Yeah.
That's weird. Who's that other schmuck? Ron Wyden from Oregon, I guess. Never heard of him. I don't know. You think it's going to go anywhere? No? All right.
I was waiting for Ray to chime in.
I haven't followed that. I don't know what's going to happen with that. If they're going to get approved or not. I mean, like, how many states already legalized weed?
More than 20, I think.
Yeah, so what the hell is the purpose of, like, the federal government forcing it?
What say does the government have anyway?
Unless they wanted to get the tax, get the cut.
No, that's what should have been happening the whole time. What state does the federal government have anyway? They shouldn't have any authority in this situation at all.
Yeah.
And, you know, they could have been taking a tax from it the whole time. And now it's already, I think it's too late for them to take a tax on it. I mean, they will. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But that might actually cause a fight. It'd be hilarious. Because I just know that the people here, if the federal government wants to charge like a 15% tax on top of the 17% Massachusetts are charging, people would lose their shit.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I can't stop burping.
Hey, instead of getting arrested for dealing drugs, you're going to get arrested for tax evasion.
Yeah, for black market sales. Yeah. Dude. It's way cheaper underground here than it is in the dispensary. Way cheaper, especially if you buy in bulk.
Yeah, and that's why Virginia takes a little while to. They're trying to figure out how to tax the weed.
It'll always be cheaper to buy from your dealer than it will be to buy from the government.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. You think if it actually gets to large scale, it should be fairly cheap to produce this stuff. The only issue is how much are they going to tax it?
Well, at the same time, you know the product too. You know, like, hey, this product is more, you know, according to what you buy. It's not like what the dealer has or what the dealer tells you.
Well, yeah, when you go to the dispensary, you know, I mean, they tell you everything about it, like how the composition of everything is. It's tested in the laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
you got better quality unless you want to, you know.
Typically speaking, it's the same crap you buy on the street, but it has to go through a lab testing process. But you definitely, oh, there we go. It's got all sorts of all the information in there, all the different whatever's in it. And yeah, and I was like, I can't believe that's ridiculous. That's there you go. My camera won't focus back in on me now. But yeah, that's why a lot of people started growing it in their own houses here. Or at their own houses. That's the way to do it anyway. Anything that you do grow is basically free. You know? Is he asleep?
No. I don't know. I don't. Hold on. Let me change this view.
Oh, look at that. His cat's keeping him awake.
Yeah. All right. Well, gloves is keeping me wide awake.
Oh, my God. Camera will not adjust back to my face. Oh, well, that sucks.
You're all blurry.
I know. I can get up right up here. So that Rochester mayor.
They're all against her. It's a conspiracy.
Yeah, they found like illegal firearms and drugs in her house.
Yeah.
They're Democrats, aren't they? Illegal arms and stuff.
That's the problem, is you could have just had a legal gun. Like, the mayor should be pretty easy to get a gun permit, you know what I mean?
No, unless you want the illegal ones, you don't want to be traced.
Well, New York, it's still not illegal to have a gun in New York. It's just incredibly difficult to get one. You think the mayor would be able to get a permit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's hilarious. And she's blaming everyone else and it's some giant conspiracy, grand conspiracy. And it's like, no, stop committing crimes, you terrible, terrible, wretched human. Huh. Anyway, Brian, what do you got up here about DACA?
Ah, yes. Well, I mean, there's been a Trump appointee judge that just ruled DACA as unlawful.
Yeah, wasn't this like a third time?
I mean, Trump tried to get it banned while he was in office, but it didn't happen. So
a federal judge said it was unlawful.
Yep.
What about it was unlawful that you couldn't just say this group is excused from law enforcement?
Yep.
That makes sense because that sounds kind of racist, doesn't it?
I mean, he basically said that when Obama made the rule, it was unlawful then.
It wouldn't have changed if it was lawful or unlawful. It just matter whether or not it's been in place. You know what I mean?
Right.
So does that mean it's DACA is going to be undone or?
Well, it's going to go all the way to the Supreme Court again.
Oh my God. Hasn't this already happened? Like, I remember this happening under Trump a couple times.
Yeah, Supreme Court said it was, they were wishy-washy about it. They said, yeah, we're not going to rule on it.
Yeah, well, this is something I brought up recently. The Supreme Court appears to be more united with all these unanimous decisions, but they're not actually passing down sweeping judgments. They're making decisions on individual cases.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't actually say that the gay baker could say, no, I'm not going to make you a cake.
Right.
They said that in this particular case, he can't be forced to put something on a cake.
Right.
They didn't even address whether or not he could just say, no, I'm not going to sell you a cake or, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's been a lot of this very specific to this situation because that same baker's being sued again by another LGBTQIA AARP group.
AARP.
Thank you for catching that.
How about LGBTQ AARP? Did you say AARP?
group though about the same thing basically, and it's going to go into a court again, and it's going to work its way through the system again.
Right.
Versus if the Supreme Court had said no, back off, the dude. It's my private business. You know?
Yeah. I'm not sure why this wasn't ruled unlawful during the Trump administration. You know, he pushed for it, and it just never happened.
Because had this stuff come out under Trump, he would have been reelected.
Oh, okay.
No, for real. That's why they hid this stuff about Biden. That's why they did everything they could to try to make it look like this Wuhan.
COVID-19.
Yeah, the Wu flu was natural. That's why they're censoring you on Facebook. Because they had to win the election, and it's all coming out, and it's not even that. I'm not connecting too many dots that aren't there. You know what I mean?
Huh?
I mean, just tonight we covered like a whole bunch of dots that it drew a pretty obvious picture. Now, granted, there might be other dots we don't see, but when you're controlling information, you're changing your mind. Information's coming out after the fact that you were hiding stuff because of the vote. Even proof coming out that there was something happening because there was a different number of ballots cast versus votes counted right in this area, you know? So, I don't know. Seems like there's too many dots making a giant arrow. But I'm not allowed to say these words on the YouTubes.
Nope.
Because they're involved in the censorship too. And speaking of, here we go. I didn't get much past this part on the last No Agenda show because I got bored. Okay. They started doing the stupid jingles and everything. By the way, when I get a title, I want to be Comcision. Circumcision. I haven't heard that one yet. Candace Owens was talking about this the Freedom Phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I heard that today, yeah.
And they tore her a new one about how the phone's made in China and you're giving away blah, 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 and on and on and on. Literally everything's made in China. And it's the base phone that this guy is making his phone out of. Basically the blank template. Then he installs everything on it. It's not, he's not buying phones made in China. He's buying basically hardware from China. Everything is, but seriously, did anyone think this guy was in his basement soldering together wires of different types of metal and making diodes and resistors, you know?
Right.
Just had to put that out there because people were tearing her a new one for being some kind of
shill.
That's exactly what I was looking for. Exactly. Just grifting. I don't know. And she doesn't endorse him. Which I'm not a fan of hers anyway. She's really condescending. Dare I say a cunt. That's what I got. You got anything else you guys want to talk about tonight? Looks like you're getting your butt kicked and kissed by the kitty kitty.
Yeah, they're getting bored.
All right, well, it is late. We started late.
Yeah, my fault.
That's all right. We chugged through. We got through them.
Yep. Ray, got anything else?
No, just I was just browsing through my Facebook account. And one of my friends from the Navy, he has something here for critical race theory, which I'm trying to figure out what the fuck he means by it. Critical race theory one, they show a picture of a bunch of white people pouring like the milkshakes and stuff on the black folks sitting in the bar.
Really?
Yeah, and hold on, where the fuck it went? I just had it, like I was.
My milkshake brings all of the boys to the yard. Damn right, it's better than yours.
All right, let's see.
All the Democrats are saying that this is a made up, like, problem, critical race theory.
Well, that's what drives me nuts. People are still telling me that this isn't happening, and it's like the teacher said they are. It's like, so am I? Yeah.
And the largest teacher you said they're gonna defend the teachers that teach it. So
yeah. Meanwhile, it's not happening. Right. It doesn't exist. And yeah, it's just how are you supposed to have a legitimate conversation with someone who's just going to pick and choose whether what they believe is real. You know what I mean? Well, that pokes a giant hole in the theory I've been. So it's like, now do they? And that's the thing, is you have to point this stuff out to them before they get word through their channels. If you point it out to them first, they get all pissed off and then find out. They're like, oh, wait a minute, what the hell? Versus if they had heard from CNN that, you know, teachers came out defending critical race theory, they'd be like, well, no, you guys are just a bunch of racists. You have to catch them while they're still saying it's not happening.
Yeah.
And say, well, hold on. What about this? And then at least they have to step back and say, what the hell's going on? Versus.
All right, I send you the guys the picture.
All right. They're emotional. You have to get them angry and then show them something versus just give them information, because they'll brain dump that information. Oh, geez, yeah, I'm not going to go read this whole critical race theory thing. I've been through a whole bunch of it. But listen, yeah.
It's a picture, actually.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah, I don't. You got a picture from the 1950s, and that means I'm a bad person?
Yeah, your grandparents identify one of this two group, and they have hand down their values. Take all your time you need with this. Like, what? So what the fuck does that even mean? You know?
Yeah. Okay, Ray, are you a white dude?
No, he's not.
Okay, Ray, are you a black dude?
No, he's not.
Okay, I don't understand what's going on here. No, and not the entire country, just 70 years ago, was evil and racist. There was a whole bunch of people that gave their lives to end slavery in this country. Like, how come those people aren't being recognized? How come, you know what I mean?
They just need to make...
No, the problem is they realize better than a lot of people that the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and if you keep bitching and complaining, you're going to get the damn grease.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, the other guy who's not going to complain just says, wants to keep his head down, he's going to have to work even harder because he's going to be taxed more, so more money can be put into something else that he disagrees with. You know?
Yep.
Like AOC and her group now are supporting all sorts of weird abortion stuff to include government financed abortion. And that's been unanimous, bipartisan for how long that the government would not fund abortion. And now all of a sudden the Democrats are saying that we should be doing it, and we're barbarians for not doing it. And not only that, we should be funding abortions overseas too. And meanwhile, they tell us that we're being pulled further and further right, but we're going to start doing abortion on demand as birth control.
Right.
You know what I mean? And not just that, but helping Nambia do it too. Maybe we should have better sex ed. No, for real. And we didn't really do a good job when I was a kid either.
We could have.
I mean, they taught me how, you know, what a zygote and an embryo and all that stuff was. And you know what I mean? And what a condom was and what a diaphragm was. But now, I mean, first you have a first grade teacher showing kids videos of kids jerking off. I don't think that's the solution either. You know?
Yeah.
I'm scared to send my kids to school now, man.
Well, here's the thing, is you can be involved in hands-on without being the obnoxious helicopter parent. And you could always say, F you, I don't trust the government to teach my kids and indoctrinate my kids, and do it yourself. You just have to make sure they can pass certain tests at certain ages. The issue with that is you have to be careful that you don't have the weird kid that can't integrate and talk to other people, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you got the good, you got to take the good, you got to take the bad. And there you have the facts of life. The facts of life.
You're someone remembers yourself. That
show. Oh, it was the TV show, man, back in the 80s. After Cosby, actually. With Tootie. All right, well, I guess that was episode 47, huh?
Yep, that was.
Great all right. Episode. Well, when we get together next time, if you're going to drink some beers. Oh, speaking of, I work screen printing now.
All
right. Mm-hmm. I can not only can I make merch, but I get a discount making it.
All right. So we need a logo.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, we can even use the picture that you've been using.
All right.
But we could come up with something else, a logo, like a, you know, whatever. I don't know. Maybe just a bottle of beer.
Yeah.
Or a big hand holding a bottle of beer like this. Hey, we got to come up with something. I got like pricing charts and everything.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. You know, I might throw some money at it just for fun, and we could just kind of hand them out.
Yeah, we got the merch. We got the merch. Buy the merch.
Buy our merch. Smash that like button.
Ray's been waiting for it. He's been waiting to buy some merch.
Yeah, I know, man. Exactly. Well, it's even better that we keep saying buy our merch. We don't have any merch.
Yeah.
The problem is we're all gonna have to wear the same merch on the show. It'll be our new uniform.
Well, you could be, hey, how about donate to our cause?
Well, we do t-shirts, hoodies, all that kind of shit. Nice. Ball caps, koozies, towels, blankets, tote bags.
You do it all.
We can put a picture of Ray on a tote bag, and it looks just like Charles Manson in black and white.
I was going for Karl Marx.
Karl Marx, solving obesity for 100 years. All right. We're out on that one.
Yeah, all right. There'll be crickets one of these days.
Or maybe frogs. All right.